Greg has admitted us of having all the obligations. As far as you count, he's obligated to pay them.
If, however, it's not ground, then you wouldn't have to tell. There's still a discussion about this. Maybe only if the sister intermarries or converts out is ground to break up the shidduch. The sister's so close, but if the aunt is a little bit further removed, then it's not ground. Well, the sister is a pesimba, and what can you do if people or persons are their reputations, that's what I say, their standing in the community, you can't help it, you know, what do you do? It's impacted on by, about this. Maybe only if the sister intermarries or converts out is ground to break up the shidduch. The sister's so close, but if the aunt is a little bit further removed, then it's not ground. Well, your sister is a pesimba, and what can you do if people or persons are their reputations, that's what I say, their standing in the community, you can't help it, you know, what do you do? It's impacted on by a person's siblings to a great extent. You have a sibling, you know someone who's a tzaddik yisod olam. One brother's a drug addict, the other brother is gay, and the other sister is 42nd Street, and the other sister is a nun. So, I mean, you know, it's going to be tough to get married. I mean, you know, it's, all the good was happening, you know. So, I mean, you know, I know they have the only aunts and uncles. It's not so bad. It's so bad, but not so bad. They're further removed. Yes. That's true, too. That's a good sense, John. You could say. That's what the aunt is from. That's what the Christian Shiva says. The aunt from... Please. So the aunt is a bit further removed. That's what the new Christian children should cut. And hey, this discusses this question. What if it's not a sister, it's an aunt? And what about the sister? What if the sister was promiscuous? What if the sister was mizdana and she's pregnant out of wedlock? Those are various cases of which are considered stigma in the community. Which would be ground to mevatel the shidduch, and before whatever is ground to mevatel the shidduch, l'chora should be told to the other party. You know, the chachil if you're a shatzim, l'chora. I'm not sure that's what. Shuvah to Rosh, right? And it's anamic. That's why it doesn't only apply to a sister, not to an aunt. Etc. Brothers, maybe the same, maybe not the same. The whole discussion. It's complicated. Long distance children. Could be. Could be you're right. Brothers, you know, brothers don't do each other. Sisters are usually so. No. From both sides. But the grandfather was the father. The whole process, I'm not going to go into these brothers now. But you should know, he has two pages. So in the old set of 20 pages. So it's just a matter of every crop of crop. Yes.
The wife of that infant of the 20 Christian, it's the example of the sister, but it's the sister.
Maybe it's the sister gave a shelter. What's the answer to that? Maybe.
Is that going to be based on the social status? I mean,
Convert, you can say that. Convert in a Russian shelter, what can you do? I thought about my medical case, did I tell you that story? I had a Talmud, I thought I told you the story. A Talmud who was going to, was pre-med, or maybe was already in medical school, got engaged to a fine young lady, and not from current college, as a matter of fact. And what happened was, this lady had a certain syndrome. I don't want to mention the name of what the syndrome is. Medical syndrome. It was not life-threatening immediately, although it has a possibility of shortening one's longevity. Her father had died of a heart attack at a fairly young age, related to this syndrome, presumably. She had it. Her brother didn't get it. One of those half-and-half deals with genetics. And they went to the Rav of Soloveitchik to ask the mother. The mother's never been Amona. She went, sent her Rav, who spoke to her rabbi, to go to Rav Soloveitchik in Boston to find out what she tell prospective Hasanim or this scholar. She wrote the don't tell me. Not tell. She couldn't sleep at night. But he called him. He called him, did his research, went out of it, and he broke up the shidduch. And I had to take his yonis for an hour in the house because he came to me and asked me, what should he do? I said, you have to make your own decision. I can't tell you what to do. So by that, you see, break it up. So, ooh, what's right here? I said, I spoke to my rabbi. He said, it's okay. So they said, they thought that I said he must break it up. That's not what I said. It was a call, close call. He asked, I mean, I told you, it was happily ever after. I just found out, just Sunday night, I was at a dinner, and I met somebody who I hadn't seen in many years. He said, you know, and he is living in such and such a community, and he's married, and he has two children, Baruch Hashem. She had knew before, had gotten married, and she had children, and was in the spouse for a recent young. And they lived happily ever after. They were very angry at the time. Oh, whoa, I went into a burning, rubbish. Ooh, ooh. Did she tell the second guy that she didn't want to engage with? Or that she had the syndrome? I don't know. I was not for me to get involved. So the rub for your own self. So I hope I don't... I'm not out of those. She's my fault. I wouldn't feel like to be the
someone else would have
right, the her. One could argue with the Roman Scotty. That's a question. These things are very hard to know. I think I told what the disciple said. The disciple said, come on, I told you this. Disciple Yavamas. Why isn't it a car with any little scratch up to tell? The answer to the car says, GM makes 1,000 Cadillacs. This Cadillac has a scratch. Why must I buy this? I buy another Cadillac that has a scratch. You have to tell him it's a scratch. But you say, oh, this person has this syndrome. The boy get a collar is exactly the same without that syndrome. He doesn't know the thing. So what is the criterion for disciples and brothers? It has to be such a serious pagima that after they were married, they would still get divorced if they find it out. And it's less serious than that, you don't have to tell. That's a very big thing. And it's also very hard to know what is the border? Where do you draw the line? I can't believe he would have divorced his wife, this guy, if he would have found out after he was married that he had a different situation. I can't believe it. So that's maybe the rubber left the cycle. And as we said, he figured he wouldn't divorce the one she was married to if he had the rules to see this. And therefore, you don't have to tell. But the mother couldn't live with herself. It's not right. I can see where it's not right. And there's a whole series of things here. For example, the woman has no period. No, down neither. A whole a merch that you don't have to tell. They don't even quote a merch. They don't even quote a merch. I can't believe it. They quote everybody that you have to tell. If she's 16, if she's 18, if she's 20, and she hasn't done pills yet, they're fooling back, then I don't think they quote a merch. The merch is that you don't have to tell no matter what. On the grounds that, you know, the pills and there's a kids anyway. Whatever it may be, it's fascinating. He says, I get each other's potato. Diabetes. Diabetes, you have to tell her now. So I tell the Talmud, I can't give you a definitive answer you have to tell, but I think you should tell anyway. Because I don't think, I guess I don't know what to say. I'm an upfront person to tell. I say, hey, upfront. Don't tell them the first day. Not the first day. You go out, I have diabetes, I'll never look at you. But at the end, I'm going to tell you something about the adopted child, no? The adopted child, I think I said that story? I think I did. An adopted child, no one really knew was adopted. He went out with a girl who was a granddaughter, one of the great rabbonim of the country. And they got engaged. And apparently then, she found out he was adopted. And apparently they didn't say anything. They didn't get the stock. And the stock probably came from a militia or that school. And apparently they got engaged. Of course, you can't keep secrets in this world. I mean, that's just not shy. So someone tipped off the Sara Kala that the boy was adopted. And then the whole panic for a week, it was an absolute panic. What's going to happen now? And this girl went to her grandfather, the veteran Rav, and one of the senior rabbonim in the country. And he said, are you happy? Is the buffer a good buffer? And he's concerned, and he looked, nothing looked. He was marveled. Just had their fourth child, Baruch Hashem, living happily, and the Rebbe in the yeshiva, and Baruch Hashem. What's the Havamina? You, I come from Yichus. My Veda is one of the big time Rabbanim. I should marry a boy who comes from who knows where. What? And the grandfather, the Yachson, said, marry him. I was very proud of that guy. What guy? All should look based on guys. Dude, what is? Me? I should marry her? You know why? You know she? Unfortunately, one of the big problems of the Elster and Buffer is that there's two problems. Sometimes there are problems intrinsic, and sometimes the problem is Gaiva. Yeah, I just don't good enough for this. Unfortunately, picky, this and that. It's a big problem. I want to knock you guys down a little bit, notch, a little peg. You're not God's gift to humanity. You know, you're not perfect either. You know, I mean...
Not yet.
Turn it down a little uneven if you go into Shidduchim. You don't go in there like, you know, you're so high and mighty. Anyway, that's it. Hey. Now that there's a crowd, I won't die. That was supposed to be the main part of the session. We'll be consulting tomorrow, and we'll start it now, which is the power, the effectiveness of these monetary penalties that are set by the parties that take them back out from the Shidduchim. There's the Machabah symbol. Haven't had a place? It's annoying, man. Shirotzin Lassos Haftachos V'Shidduchim. Haftachos that we call a Knaz, a promise. And they won't back out. Olsen Binyan Shaloyah Snachta. You have to avoid Asnachta one way or the other. We will discuss four different ways to avoid Asnachta. How did Haftachos avoid it? The Rambam? We discussed once before last week. This was called the Chachmei Tzfar. The Hainu. She'olsen Shtar Mizeh Shechayav L'Chaver Omona. Absolutely and unconditionally. An unconditional obligation is not called Asnachta. The Achar Shechi Yilatma Omona. Masna Maria Kala. She'mikayim HaShiduchim. She'ikonis L'Chupa Mishut Koso. So? You give all the stars to a third, trusted third party. There are actually a total of how many stars here? Four. Two unconditional obligations and two conditional mechilas. This is the Chachmei Tzfar. So the conditional obligation is an asnachta. But a conditional mechila works, this is Chachmei Tzfar. And if you don't do this, it's no good. Shita Karamba, the Chachmei Tzfar. Oh, you want to know, Wama Nishtana Mechila, Nikol is Chayvus Shaba Olam. If the Kol is Chayvus Olam Al Tanai, there is Asnachta. If the Mechila Al Tanai, ain't Asnachta. That's your kasha. Very good. Yeah, that's right. That's the answer. It's like this, Rabotai. I think I mentioned this to you once before, but I'll say it again. It seems to me, it's not how everyone reads it, but it seems to me that the person, this Rambam is Lashi Tosin. The Rambam that says this, if you want to look up the source, I didn't put it on the phone with Rambam, but I had it twice. It's here in it's in Eben Ezer, and it's also in the Moshe Mitzvah Maramotam, Simon Reish Zion, which you'll see, we'll get to Mitzvah tomorrow. I hope. The Rambam says it's in Perek Yud Aleph and Ilchus Mechira. That's where this, these. That's where the source of this Chachmei Tzfar is. It's in Perek Yud Aleph and Mechira, Aloha Yud Tes. Shehoyu Chachmei Tzfar, Rosem Mahakos Pasmachta, Chacha Yerosem. Then it gives you this whole story. The very same Perek Rambam, Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph, he makes an incredible statement. Hold on. I'm looking for something else. One second. Samebram Urim Shekona Bederek Menadrochon Shekonim Boem. Sorayesh Olam L'Kaimus of Tanai. Aber am low prana ata ve ist nie noch in der Stein hat nein da ich ne beim low die Stein war ich ne auf mich in der Stein hat es nie noch prana so zu as macht ei das ist perk gut alles halacha base if you read the Rambam Kitsuta the simple reading of the Rambam is amazing that if it was not conditional it was made absolute it would work even though there is no opinion at all. I read you this Gemara. We read it this year, last week, a week before. Tuvas kuf alaf nadei. Chayav in yelachom mona b'shtar. So the Rambam interprets to be referring to a case where he made no opinion. Not a opinion, no. He just used that expression. Chayav in yelachom mona b'shtar. He didn't say anything, he didn't use the word, didn't say shtar. No, don't. The word shtar is av dafka. That's the puzzle of Shal Rambam. This one here, after Ram is amazing, Ram is saying, to sell you an object, I need a nice opinion. But to obligate myself to a sum of money, there's no need for a nice opinion whatsoever. Whatsoever. This is the Rambam is quoted in Shulchan Aruch, but that's not saying Simon, those who want to look it up, Simon Reish Zion, this base. I didn't put it on the Mahabharata, but you should know it's there. Now, the Tos can't believe what the Rambam meant it. There's another Rambam somewhere else, I'm not sure where it is. We discuss this, let me just look it up for a second, maybe it's quoted on Kufala. Well, the Rambam seems to say the favorite this way, that an unconditional obligation is found without any Halacha Tetzvah, that's right. The same parak, Rabosai. The parak in Aleph, Halacha Tetzvah. It's all in the same parak of Rambam. So we'll look it up. Please do. Parak in Aleph, Halacha Tetzvah. Hamachayev Atmo. Listen to this. B'mamon, Ma'acher. Below Tnai Klal. Listen. Hapa Pish Lo Hera Chayev Lo Klum. Harez Achay. Shedavazem Atana. Ve'en Asnachta. Ketzah. Oh, it works. It works, even though nothing happened. Absolutely no kinyan whatsoever. No kinyan. The only reason for star is you shouldn't think it's joking. Shot anybody. You say, Havel, I ate him. Boy, he's Bishtar. It works with no opinion whatsoever. This is a paragraph for the material. Halacha Tetzvah. It says in the bottom of the quarter, and if it's going to raise that, I don't see it going to raise that. I don't see that lesson being here. I remember being back in the first credit for the man or something like that. I don't have it in front of me for the man, but then I look it up. And then the toast can't believe it. It's impossible. I'm telling you it's possible. And that's what I'm going to learn a smachter of both sides. A smachter with no kinyan, and it's also conditional. So with no kinyan plus conditional, then it's no good. If there is a kinyan though, and then of course it works, condition or no condition. Exaggerated or not exaggerated. He meant it, he didn't mean it. Doesn't make a difference. You hear the verb. That answers your question, Yehuda. If that's the case, the only time is that smock is by his private. Because his private does not work without a kinyan on a condition. Why? Because his private really should require a kinyan. Like all the Rishonim say. Rama's Mechadish is an absolutely unconditional. The Chayvus says, there's a new din, a Hashivus, with the Eidim, or it said, Lashem Mishnah, so it works. If it's conditional, it will not work. But, Mechila, the Gemara's in the Pharisee said, heading up the boat. Mechila ain't a Tzrich Akinyin. Mechila, you don't say, Atam Eida, you don't say, Mechila Mishnah, none of these things are necessary. Mechila works the color dance in the opinion. The threshold is much lower for the Mechila to work than his Chayvus to work. If that's the case, as the Rambam says, even a conditional
Matila would be effective. That's Chachmei's style. And it seems to me, therefore, that since we don't pass like the Rambam, the Tosafot Rambam never said it, and we think he said it, but we know there are other Tosafot deny it, and say, Astamis Chaimus with no opinion whatsoever is not binding, no matter how much he meant it. I said it's the Azim, Abu Alai Azim, it's a Mishtar, not he wrote a Star. As if it's Mishtar, doesn't work. We must reject all Chachmei's style. It doesn't should be no difference. Your question is right, Yehuda. There's no difference between a Mechila and a Chaimus in terms of what he meant. He never meant that. Your question is invalid. I only explained the Rambam based on Rambam Shitasa. Because you have a look at Tezvav. You test and Tezvav are related. If you reject Tezvav, you have to reject your test. Then you have dice. So that's what I thought. The Chachmei was like a big kiddush. It would not apply to the other reason we deny a look at Tezvav, which is having all reasons. And we'll hold that around. The Tosafot Rambam didn't even say it. I told you. I said, you can't believe it. So I think that Tosafot is Chelek Aleph. I don't think it's in here in Reish Zayin, despite the tzion of the on the bottom of the Rambam. I don't think it's there. Oh, Narabokai. That's one way to avoid a smachta, to go through this whole convoluted process. But we Ashkenazim don't do that. Our tzion, nothing. Even the most complicated, super fancy tznayim that we have, don't do this. Except now, the man and Rabbi Judah Dix, a lawyer, Barapop, he wrote up this thing with four documents. It's kind of for the purpose of preventing egos. Same kind of story. Not the Rambam said they shouldn't back out from the engagement. So Rabbi Dix used the same device. You shouldn't make the woman an aguna. He obligates himself $1 million. She has $1 million. There's a conditional new mechila. Namely, that in case there will be a breakup and you'll give the get, I'm right. If you give it, you'll receive the get, I'm right. But if you'll be a breakup and you won't receive the get, you won't give the get, then $1 million is a come from. That's what he suggested. Why is it a smacko? Before the family is not a smacko. Hey, will it work in court? The good question. Will it be considered a penalty clause? That's the question. A penalty clause unenforceable. Will it work out to Kuf Lama Dalas and Dalas? The problem. At first, the Kabbalah did not smack my Tatsmo. The Marsh is no good. Why is it not a clause? Oh, the Bill of the Garment, not a clause. Other person will say, what kind of bluff is this? It's also not a clause.
I owe you $1 million. I can get out of it. But it's not that I owe it to you
all. The open is the knot, the David is no knot. So Rabbanim can fight about it. Rabbanim can fight. I thought it also might be a knot. But Rabbanim... No. I have asked for absolutely. Not the case of the Rabbanim took a couple of dollars. I believe myself to the middle, I won't divorce you. Here it's absolutely obligation. For purposes of a knot, but the male will get out of knot too, David said. No. Rabbi Dick wasn't worried about that, because Rabbi Dick himself is a whole article. If you say they open the road, we claim that the whole Rambam was based on the fact that the Beis Yosef left that alone to Tshuva to Rashba. I think he was compared to his argument. But the whole Kumbra of Tanas Mavatat was based on the Rashba, which the Dick went back to the Tshuva to Rashba, and it looked compared to the Beis Yosef, and it's two lines missing. He's right. The Rabbi Israel, he was the editor, because he's wrong. But I'm not sure if he's wrong. I thought he might be right. That's not for now. But if you look it up in the Sefer Yovel to the Rav, it's because it's there. We don't have this convoluted thing. So how do we get out of the Asmachta problem? Let's read the Ramah, and we'll have to end with this, and we'll have to go into the more detail tomorrow. Ramah says over here, V'yesh Omrim, V'chol Nasa Sha'osni B'shiduchim, Ein Ben Mishum Asmachta, V'chein Aminik Poshut, Ligvos Nasa Sha'osni B'shiduchim, כמו שיסבור בכל שנה משפט, סימן ריש זיין. He doesn't say why. The Beis Shmuel says why. This button is Alex. Hatam is in Boshet. Boshet. The embarrassment of having it broken against you is very, very great. No joke. I tell you a story. It's a tremendous, terribly embarrassing thing. So therefore, if I'm obligating myself to $100,000 if I back out from the engagement, it's not an exaggeration. It's
proper payment for the embarrassment you're causing for your backing out. It's comparable to what case in government of Kuv Dalet. I say, look at the Pitzin. Right. The Pitzin should have quoted that over here. It's the Kuvdalet test. Pitzin should have the Kuvdalet test. Well, let's take maybe one more line of Ibn Shmuel. I forgot the Pomin Lohavi Boshet called Taf to Mosin Air Boshet. He's $1 million and the value of the Boshet only $500,000, whatever, $750,000. I feel after the Havi has not, because it's only a slight exaggeration. What's the bucket for this? So the Pitzin Shuva, the Kuvdalet test said, second line, the cost of the lower base mayor, what's the lower? So if over, below Havit, I shall have been made for low cost of Gozen. He's not required to pay Meta, it is. He can pay Penitent, he can pay Zuburis. He throws in what it is. Slight exaggeration. But what then? The Mashim is tired, stop, you also be mad, Boshin, for Tinsum. Havit, the cloud, the Meta. Would be no. He was tired, stop, Rav Yosef. By the way, I smacked up, zoomed in over a shalim, alpha duty. Yeah, but they're comparable a little bit. They're comparable. This is what the base mayor says. So that's the second way to get out of the problem of Bush Duke. So assume that it's always going to be just a problem of it will be more comparable to the Mesa than to alpha duty. Therefore, it's not considered a situation of a smacked. There are two other ways, which are discussed, and we've shown them already, who that there should be no asmachta when it comes to Shiduchim. One of them is discussed by the Taz over here. One of them is discussed by the Tosafot Sanhedrin, if you want to look it up, that's called Hey, what's not in the Ma'amar Kama. And we'll discuss which of tomorrow's Shiv. Okay? 1 o'clock, 101.
As opposed to sweatpants, as opposed to jeans, as opposed to...
feminine is you than it was on the feminine show.
No, but
not the woman.
No, I don't know
that. It's humanly true. And all the wolves
are
here. Morality would outweigh the normal morality. Did I say that to you?
No.
I don't understand it, but I said if I said it, great. If you said it, I'll say it over in your name. So that's what he told me last night. I don't remember saying that, but I asked what the rabbi, the Taz means, Lasos Mitzvah. The Taz had a lesson, Lasos Mitzvah. I said, what's the Mitzvah? Save your life from Edom. So that would be considered maybe a high morality, which would not have an Isser. An Isser is an Isser. I don't know what Isser is. Save your life from Edom. Who said I want to do that? It's not a matter of Isser. It's a matter of morality. A man who wants to live with a woman should be his wife. It's sort of a natural thing. Even if he's a good Isser, he should be doing anything. Yeah, but it's sort of a high morality. Why should it become an Edom? That's what. Omer Lechem B'Shem, Omer maybe Ge'ul Olam, but we want Mashiach now. Okay. We are discussing the question of Shidduchim and the point of the Knaas. Now, in the old Tanoim, as I mentioned to you, they used to write that if a person were to back out from the marriage, either party will back out, they have to pay a Knaas, about a large sum of money. The question, why should it be out of Knaas? I said there are four reasons, the four ways to get out of Masna. The Rambam got out what he called the Chatvei Svaris, with absolute obligation, conditional mechilus. Then there are three other ways to get out. Automatically, you don't have to run into these pants. One is Boshet. They Shmuel calls that, and they basically close to the Zoram to that, Boshet. But the barracks is such a high price, so the amount of your promising, that's to be an exaggeration. Slightly exaggerated, but the Shalom Amazim are the people who look to make mail. A little is all right. Then he's got the Ben Kosher, which is in Post of the Dorm as well, and the Taz quoted over the answer to the Aleph, I believe. And then the fourth reason, which is not found on the Pitcher Mount of Kalmuk, very long, that's the question of mutual obligation. That's the question of gambling. The Post of Sanhedrin. That's called Pam and Aleph. Those who want to look it up, you may have, everyone knows about this. Even those who learned Yeshiva, the Henry who learned Yeshiva 4 years ago. Don't we have anyone? Yeah. Where is it? It's elsewhere. You want to look it up? The Henry is called Pam and Aleph, the big Tulsa. The Tulsa says, Lo habias machta b'shemot hecha she'eni ochel arvia. Aval hocha lo habias machta b'shem d'kev v'd'shnaimei. Kol echa v'yecha machta l'chavre. Migo di marbet boi iu l'mitzni b'hi ano, gama machta l'chavre. Ulepizeh kol shiduch lo habias machta b'shem d'kol kaz machad, boi l'mitzni, gama nami l'machni. Was a mutual obligation that I want to acquire the knas if you back out. By that I know I'm giving you the knas if I back out. And it's the famous sugya of what? Come on, everyone knows the sugya of the buffet. It's world famous. The Zafekir Sugya, gambling. It's one of the three shadows I have to answer. I haven't written answers yet. There's a new group which is being revitalized. So the council, you'll give to a rabbi. I'm going to give to a rabbi. You will see next week. You'll give to a Riverdale. So there's a whole thing called the National Council. It was a council of the Israel rabbis. For many years, the president was a rabbi from what we call the older generation, more into you know, the public rabbinus in the sense of, you know, how to deal with the government, how to deal with the non-Jewish world, how to deal with all the problems of. But now, the new person took over, just been dealing with the problems of the Orthodox community. So he established now about halacha. So, I got out of one out to another. So, I got a letter in the mail with three shilohs. So, we're supposed to answer. One is, what's the minimum height of a mechitza? So, the younger girl moving, the two younger girls, the other one. No, it's about halacha. I'm not going on. I forgot about it exactly. And then to the woman who's present with the young Israel. And the third is gambling. get your spot again. Bingo night. Casino night. Magic City. That's the special again.
Why is that entitled? Is it like anything like regular gambling
in that story? Oh, you expect to beat the casino.
That is a good
one. No, because I want a game, I can't game, so therefore, hold on a second. There were three thorny questions I just looked at and I got in the mail and said, I'm fine for this. So we go up to Sears and we stand for these questions. So. We spoke about it the last night in camp, 2 years ago, by Risa Cudola. The pentagon is slaughtered on the back. Back on a big make with the final big knock. Everyone finished any revisions here? With the back, they can't see it. Enough. We're not discussing that. I'm just letting you know what the questions are. Rabosa, let's go back to our reasons. So there are four reasons. Rabosa, four reasons. Why we can get out of the problem about the box. I'd like to discuss with you now, before you even see the things in the actual amount of opponents, I forgot to put that on the amount of opponents, an important rhyme. And I have to ask the viewer. I could have added to the amount of opponents, you know, today, but I said, and more, you have to tell you so far behind. So, we'll see if we get the number. You can add it to your own caveat on the amount of opponents. The rhyme, and that's Dr. Kupala. Tomorrow we talk about, we didn't see the run. I didn't show you the run. It's on page Samach Aleph Amud Aleph. Very important run. Of course, the Rambam that we spoke about by reading. Page Samach Aleph Amud Aleph.
Who was the one who suggested the mitzvah obligation?
Rabbeinu Tam.
What?
Rabbeinu Tam.
I thought it was one of the Aharonim quoting.
Yeah, fine. Oh, Tosin had it in his five and she's looking at the record. He's right. He said that she took him. Tosin is a suspect. Page 121. That's the Gemara we said about five and about mother and star. So, here it is. We'll start going out of order. The Marmokh of official, one of my examples is Ron Samachalov, Dibra Amasu Gemara, and Behofa. Those two paragraphs. We're not going to go in order. We're going to start the first wide line. Orivza Rokala, we have the Maskona Lava Moda Akinon, of the Machayev Atmola Chaskilo. In other words, if we're both there's going to be two things, very important distinction. There are two ways of saying, I owe you money. One is to say, I hereby obligate myself to you money, fully tithing. And one is to say, I owe you money from before. Call Hodor or Odisha. Keep it in mind, two separate things. It's very important that people get confused. You see, there's a big controversy here. What's the obligation? I reign in the sky, I hereby obligate myself to you from starting today? Well, no. I reign in Moda, I'm admitting I owed you the money from time immemorial. What's the speaker talking about? The time of the Mona Mishnah, the reason is referring to a Mishnah of Atma Mishnah, the time of Mona, Ava Peace, Ancient Aiden, or all in some of the Aiden. When the Kaiba from Mother the Star, I have a piece of Omar, Lamat and Adai, Hold the Star, Harizek, Moshe, Omar, Abu, Laedin, the Kaiba of Salim, I have a piece of Shnea, Modin, Rohaden, Yodin, Shalahoya, Eslo, Klum. That's the drama I read to you at the outside, and I can see it inside. Quag, Carnaby, Ardo, the end of the line. Who needs it? Excuse me. Lav Davka. Do I din to the Omer Atem Eda in my house? Anyway, the Ram Shita is, as let's call it Rambam, is referring to a case of the Chayvus. The Chayvus works by itself, believe it or not, with no kinyan whatsoever. The Tos, I told you, can't believe it. The Tos, you want to look it up as a Simon Mem, Sim Kot Aleph. You can't believe it. So what's that? Is it Tos and Rambam? He never meant this Chayvus. He meant Hodor. He meant Odisa. In the case of Mishnah, I always encourage you. Aleph, Aloha, Tezvah. Say, he didn't mean what you think he means. But if I say, I hereby owe you money, Mishtar, I hereby owe you money, Atemedai, that I hereby obligate myself money to you, Atemedai, then you're tired. Pass the shalom. There's no, it's missing a kinyan. I admit that I owe you money from last week. And then, of course, it works, Mishnah Mudisa. That's the only case that I'm going to talk about, says the case of Mishnah Mudisa. But that's not the simple reading of the Rambam. The simple reading is likely. It's like the Ram said, that's a partial chat. That's a Kiddush nifla v'norah. That a chayvus can work with no opinion whatsoever. Right. The only time it works on the Tos to be a Rambam is because he owed the money from before. Okay, so it's a bluff. But he admitted that he borrowed the money last week. He said, I hereby obligate myself the money. That doesn't work. Now, Rabosai, a According to the Rambam, the Fiat Go, let's open up the Sim and Nun, Sim Vav. That's what we're learning together. There's the Ramon. The Yesh Amin should call Masi. Not exaggerated, a shalom amazed by it. I don't think it's going to happen. In over below out, I don't expect to be the last shalom. But after a while, their son was pulled away from the virgin from a sick of my family. children are not, you forget them that. It won't be. You're not from Bibi Bulgarians. Bet, what do they call that? Bet the house. Is that the Russian? Is that the expression? No, I heard in the middle of the Clinton campaign, I thought we were reading. He bet the house on this debate or something like that. I mean, that's a loss to you. You bet your whole fortune on what's crazy.
Well,
we've
got a little bit of
business to do with the thing. Okay,
say...
You're up in there, you're doing it. Everybody will do it, though. I'm not sure. I'll find out. You're up. I assume you have no gambling. Oh, I'm not sure. Anyone have any gambling for a gambling? Oh, my God. Bingo! Last two lines of the target. But with the tears of the past, come to me, y'all, though. The end of the line. Who needs it? Excuse me. Lab doctor. Do I then live on my time I die in my honey? I don't think crazy. No, that's not crazy. So I'm talking, having my salute, and the Shakiv Asa Bishtar, came in the time of Rabbi Yochel. Even everyone agrees that you say Bishtar, Bishtar, Yachaya. I was in luck, it's coming to me, Yodo. He she asked, no, I also have a gila. Who be all right behind the time of Lodah Hanya, for the last time I died, my last time I died. He should domalize that smarta, generally. So the Ran says, based on the Rambam, that you can even inspire yourself with words alone. Unless it's like a master. What's a master about time? Conditional. According to the Rambam, the definition of a smarta is an obligation without a kinyan, which is conditional. If you make a kinyan, there's no less master at all. That's the definition of the Rambam. The whole concept of a smarta is only when there's no kinyan. According to everybody else, the old time is said smarta is when? When there is a kinyan. When there's no kinyan, nothing works, even if it's not conditional. Understand the fundamental point which has not been pointed out by the forum so much. According to the Sadhana Rama, the fundamental theory to Rama, everybody else is a smarta. The Rama was a smarta when there's no kinyan. Everybody else is a smarta when there is a kinyan. According to everybody else, there's no kinyan, it's no good, even if it's not conditional. And according to the Rambam, if you make a kinyan, it's good, even if it is conditional. It's a big fundamental difference. There are both sides. This sheet of the Rambam, as the Ran explains. It seems to me that the last line of the Ran is not Mukra. When the Ran has the passion of the Seer of the Seth, Kona Miyodo, this is a much deep shot that in economy, Atemei, that would work. Not true, say I. Why? Because it's conditional. It's again conditional. Why conditional? What's the case? A shomer. Right? A shomer. Right? I'm shomer. Quarter on top. Again, that's the fourth narrow line. The fourth narrow line on the right. Perk has offered some tests. Now we got the shomer karko. I mean, up on my skin, there's a ton of me other. You have to have a kinyan. How much is the run? Four lines later. Last few lines of that paragraph. Any other mishabit, asa, bedavish, and a fire, bedvorm, have a piece, ama la'ed, and matem edar. A levada, and master, and he calls him a modish, and he's going to be talking. Not what I hear by obligating myself. But I admit to a previous obligation. So I'm saying it's not true, Rabosa. The Rant is coming in the finale, you don't need it, I'm saying you need it. What conditional? Shomer, sky, and karkos, only if the karkos are swamped. If they're scorched, scorched the earth policy. If the house burns down. Otherwise, I'm not tired at all. So the conditional obligation looks like, also quote-unquote, like a smartphone. The same test, if I get by Ori, it should give by Shomer karkos. That's my horror over here. Anyway, the Rant Shita is a Dutch-style Rambam. Referring to a case of the Skyvus. The Skyvus works by itself, believe it or not, with no kinyan whatsoever. The Tos, I told you can't believe it. Tos, you want to look it up, as a Simon Mem, see it cut out. You can't believe it. So what's that? Is it Tos and Rambam? He never meant this Skyvus. He meant Hodor. He meant Odisa. Because the mission has always to occur. He said, Allah has said, that's what he used to say. He didn't mean what you think he means. If I say, I hereby owe you money, Mishtar, I hereby owe you money, Atemedai, that I hereby obligate myself money to you, Atemedai, Yechai. Pass the Shalom. There's no missing a kinyan. I admit that I owe you money from last week. And then, of course, it works with Shemudisa. That's the only case that I'm going to talk about. It says the case of Mishnah itself. But that's not the simple reading of the Rambam. The simple reading is like the Ram said. That's a Kosher Pshat. There's a Kiddush Nifla Venora, but a Skyvus can work with no kinyan whatsoever. Right, the only time it works on the Tos for your Rambam is because he owes the money from before. Okay, so it's a bluff, but he admitted that he borrowed the money last week. He said, I hereby obligate myself the money, that doesn't work. Now, Rabosai, according to the Rambam, the Fiat Tos, what's kind of the Fatima spark? That's the whole idea of a smachta. Can it have a Skyvus al-Sinai? According to me, it's invalid. cause it's told to Scott. I told Scott like this. How can you evict money out of the night? I borrowed money from you last week if you back out from the shiva. Huh? So you're recounting history. I borrowed money from you last week if you back out from the shiva for the next 6 weeks. Huh? That doesn't make sense. That's crazy. That's why you can't have anything out tonight. You can follow me. Because it's going to get given Odisha. If you look at the post in the Durham about dying, there's a big caveat of Odisha out tonight. They don't talk about the Durham by Odisha. I admit. That's a different kind of a scenario about that. There, what's the condition? If I don't produce a proof, right, the case over there, if I don't produce proof to my legal position in the next month, then the document I gave you should be kept by the president, and it's an effective admission of my not being correct and interpreted. Then you can make it out of tonight. It makes some sense. My legal position should require the other to bring a proof. I say it, you know what? I'm right, but if I can't bring a proof for a month, let it be an indication that I admit that I'm wrong. That makes a little bit of sense, if you tell us the devil comes on. But to say, I admit that I owe you the money, if you break up the shitter, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense. You can't have that. But I have it the whole time to try with the fourth of the two of the obligation, the two conditional appeals. So I'm going to come to the conditional appeal of Rambam a little bit later. It's also a very important point. What does it mean? It's conditional appeal according to the Rambam. It's very interesting. So we'll come back. I want to do a little bit more about the topic. So we'll come back to that. Okay, so reminder. You have to discuss whether the conditional mafila with your Rambam, what makes mafila special? You say mafila is an opinion, but what does that mean? So we're going to discuss that a little bit later. Yes? Don't forget to that. Rabotai, let's go back to the question of Shidduchim. Let's open up for a minute, if you will, to the Eben Ezra. I will see that review I discussed with you yesterday, just for a minute, about the good for the Meta, not the story. Let's open up the Simon Nun Sim Bob. That's what we're doing together. There's the Ramon. The Yesh Amin Shakal Mati. He must come around. The call Nathan Shaosim Shidukim. Why? Ramah, Simonu Sivov. First line of Ramah. Why? To say Shmuel, Hatam Yishim Boshet. Afa Gav Lepom Lohavi Boshet Kokach Kibot Mea Boshet. Afgidot Lohavi Asmachta. And the Pitzke Shuva, the Cotton Ted said, why? The Cotton Beis Meir. And all of Lohavi Hashanah Bemeitva. Low question, does it? Not like Alpha Zuzi, $1 million. Meta, you know, you also have to pay Meta, it's a little better than Meta than the Bailiffs. It's not considered a big exaggeration. What is? The Master Messiah, Stas, Yosef, is Meta, Bosch, the Simpson. How did the cloud of Meta? No! The Messiah, Stas, Rav, Yosef, Vadai, the Haviat, Smachto, Dumidim, Over, Ashalim, Alpha Zuzi. The Zelly, the Zaydi, Pierce, Chubas, the Rush, Kulu be Shmuel to Kodesh as well. Masha Kodesh be his part of the Vazal Kol Indian. Vainu to Shavaya Akhiv Sak Hey Alok in 5,000 dollars. I don't know, some Bitcoin. And therefore that's the problem. That's the problem. That's what he said over here. Right. But that's only, I'm not going to get an exaggerated sum of money. That's what's going to happen. But if it's not exaggerated, Ashalom and Meitva, I also don't think it's going to happen. In over the law, I don't expect to leave the last fallow. What happened was, I suddenly was pulled away from the verse and someone's sick of my family. Yeah, you see? Gambling? People get killed on the market for gambling debt. It was there. You're just not going to house on this debate or something like that. I mean, that's a lot of you. You bet your whole fortune on what? Crazy.
What about all the citizens that people who show the thing? Okay, say.
What are you doing? I don't know what you're doing. I'm not sure. I'll find out. I assume you have no gambling. Oh, I'm not sure. Anyone have any block for you to have gambling? Oh, my God. Bingo!
Third chapter, not half as far,
not Boshet, but Ben Kod. That's the Tazi Akhtacha. You don't collect the Tazi Akhtacha as Boshet. You collect the Tazi Akhtacha as an Allah Kameiro. Why did I mention the word Boshet? Boshet is teaching us why it's not an exaggeration. That's the evidence in the part. This is all off the mark. The whole discussion is, you have smoking and unsmoking, it's going to be hard. It's not collecting the Tazi Akhtacha as Boshet, but it's not an Akhtacha. No. You collect the Tazi Akhtacha as what? The Tazi Akhtacha as your obligation. I have obligations to establish the Tazi Akhtacha. No. The bullshit, but it's not an exaggeration. That's the job. As a discussion, yes, no, maybe so. All tufamos are posting, all back and forth. The question is not necessary. It's just that because it's a bullshit, but it's not an exaggeration. That's the bullshit. The other part, it's different. Mahala, the fire. While we're here, we see the picture two effect, the previous one. Very fascinating. He wants to pass all weddings. Yep. Yeshua Siak wants to pass all weddings. Let's check it out. Look at it. Yeah, it's on the Kolak Nasim. I am the Shubas Yeshua Tashem Yeshua Siak of Sikon Bob. The Hero of Tzmoa, I'll not so the Chet. What's Chet stand for? Come on, leave your imagination. What? Who? No. Karamim. It puts us on the chair. And vote on the mountain of Pike. Says the Ramah as is. The Yensiva lifts up the star to put in the middle of the bed to Pashu. I've got the law on the Mahani. So God's about it. So what does it say over here? That it says that it says, you know, it never really happened until God calls it to make nothing as if it happened. Now, if that's the case, why must you gather in all the rabbis in the city? Schlep them out of the Beit Medrash. Come to the Tznoim, let him sit and learn, and just be right down in the shtar. It was the scribe of the Beit Medrash. That's what Ramon says. So why did the Taz say, why did the Rebbe of the Post of the Dorm say, you actually have to have the Rabbonim there, because the Midden were there. I don't think it's not a rule cash. That's a bombshell. The only answer I can think of is as follows. I think I've been in time as a point of the case, there was no stuck. And then I don't mention the word stuck. I'm sure about stuck. Most of the dog comes down, he says it's a diver's day, robo, and a bunch of other things. Doesn't say the word stuck. Maybe in a tenant, it could be a style at the bottom of the rabbi. Let's say, oh, we're actually stuck, that's because there's no stuck. How do you know it's really a Bezal Kosher? That's a really exist. It really exists at that. I love the rabbi. I really make that. Yes, it's not going to be there. Not there. That's what I was thinking. Okay, now. I have to tell you I have a problem. Really not true. The only ones who know about it is two animals here, those thousands, and they die, you're out of luck. If it really happened in front of Bezal Kosher, there are thousands of people going, 100 people to come with 3 clusters of Rabbonim. All those 100 people saw it with your Rabbonim, that's good enough. That won't work. Rabbota, I may have mentioned to you, the issue came up about the Star Chatzizot. Can I tell you about that? I mean, he's going to give his daughter. I mentioned it yesterday. I read it in front of the opportunity to test. You tell it to me. The deal was a star on his own. And I'm ever to lower your mixture with the family of both souls on test. Okay, if it's not, I'm not the base of the Dukin, who moved with more comfortably family among Mukbo, which knowing, it came never to honor the Kiddushin. The Koshkin. Amazing. Look at this. Amazing. Look at the guy. Look at his words. The Koshkin. The Koshkin. A Nehu Roll. Catch this now. I never saw it in my life, but apparently your boy's nice to somebody else, isn't it? A Nehu Roll. The Kama for Oven, a Koshkin Roll for Lavka, may I shoot it? About Ben Kofman over the Marrier. I act not that head. By a day came the closure of a tax of a nipple of the chupa. For a marriage, a quarter by Kiddush and by a chupa, yet he was the other guy kept for Tayama, to be named, to know the Gitu. The Magia Kiddush and the Shul the Rotten. I'd come to Robert, of course, according to the Shul of Yaka, you can pack it back out. Okay, I hereby back out. Right before the chupa, we say, of course. Anyone ever see a get? We saw a get. So before the get was given, the Sada Gitz said to the man, if you ever take any Dorim or any Kigish Shuwa, you're not to give the guy? No. Well, the patient was Matar and Nedar, Matar and Shuwa, Matar and everything before. So the same, every condition of the same thing. The man said, Mashiach, Matar, great, he runs out the door. We don't want to marry him. That's a good movie. So, yeah, that's his suggestion. Ulaniyah's died, he says, because the Shuwa, ain't that pain of Kokan. Not the big kasha. This is no kasha. That's the big kasha. Yes. In Europe, every single Kokan Kala signs a piece of paper which says, if you back out from the wedding, you have to marry in 3 months, if you don't get married, you're guilty of failure. Well, we're not. We're $1 million. Now, you guys only get married because you have the pain of stuff hanging over his head. We see sometimes they really want to back out of the bed before the parents stop. But the condition is the owner.
Can you tender in
a guest on there? Why not? He put himself in the box. Oh. Right, we read the Rav Morg in a good memory to the Kuf Lama Dalas of Dal, which says that even though he put himself into the box, it's still a box. That's the Rav's quote to the Rav. She was the Rav's book. So people are left not to do what the Rav's book says. After the end I get busted. I already told you, Rabbi Dick said, if you look at the lust of the original Rav, doesn't say that. But that's how everybody says the quote, and there are more quotes. He tells you that the evidence is good, but if I feel it not, for every wedding, if you mark with a pair and a thousand of signs, before they go to the book, before we can ring on a picture. That's the two exact suggestions. The question will allow it not to run away.
The whole thing is busted, right?
Thank you. Is that good? It's a long document. Oh. He says, Eitz the Balaf Nenner of Shimon the Rav Yaakov, Amalav Avela, Eitz of Shem, the Rav of Kodami Meni, Bikinyan Gomer, Agav Sudami Akso. Oh, Eitz of Tisi, Rutonashi, Below Onas, the Frey of Cloud, Bidi Mordi, the Snech, and Ayam, Kimodi, the Bez, the Koshu. Okay? Eksheish mabit biyazi mamun biti anal elef something or other. So Rav Dabin Hashem told me, it's cut off on her eye, it's very pleasant work, we follow the Ramo. I have to tell you that I think that his raya is not a good raya based on something which Rav Dabin Hashem himself wrote. In Hegel Bez. So I found, I was looking for these kumin, and I found that one of the old kumin he don't even had over here. Rav Dabin Hashem, I think he may even beat me to the punch. I told you, a Bible poem speaker from Brooklyn for the whole book called Midor Lador on the Shah Hakidaka to back up the will. That was about 4 years ago. And my document is at least 10 years old. But I'm not sure exactly how old it is, but John McKenna printed it in Kumin 12 years ago. Let's read through Shah Hakidaka, use them together with the will. And then he said, I have master. This figure that comes out connects to the figure that moves the set, the figure that comes out of the book. The same problem over there, you see it happening now. You just can't move. You're such a nature of this lever. But all right, we'll do what we can. Well, there's that the ancient payment book out. The BMS, Nira, Dr. Shukhanara, the Elf, the Mabes, the Palafatus, or Rambam, the, believe it or not, the Tzul, the Kadesh, Harezem, the Kudeshah. Midahavis they are Rishon of the Stam. Yishniyah b'shemiyah tovlin. Rabbi Shem Chuma the Kiddush is Pasuk on Avi Sonnet. Believe it or not, the Rambam holds that for you the Kaddish Kiddush is Kiddush. If a man takes a gun to your head, David, marry this girl or else. No choice. You say, Ariat, Mr. Desh, Mr. Zika, Tavaz, Mr. Desh, Mr. Zika, Tavaz, Mr. Zika, Tavaz, Mr. Zika, Tavaz, I didn't really want to do it, so it was a gun to your head. But, girl, you know, you didn't want it, but it's not bad, after the fact, you know, I mean, come on, pretty. So, I mean, for you, the Kaddish, yeah, come on. Hold on. The Rambam is good. Hold on a second. Without the Rambam, without the Rambam, Shita, Shaitan, Shad, Afrikaan, Isha, oh, right there, wait a second. That's for the man. For the woman, you all know if the woman doesn't want, sure enough, we should need to see Daito. No. But he doesn't really want that his daughter should get $1 billion. It's not interesting. He doesn't want that to happen. He wants it to be split the way he wants it to be split. It will, but he doesn't really want that to happen. We have both sides. Let's go on. I think I may have told you that the issue was that thanks to us not so with the best pressure that maybe the Ramos is wrong. Because the Mechaber is close to Mishnah. That's the Rambam sheet. The Rambam sheet is that that's true even the Matzor. That the only time you would say that Bezdin because it works is if you actually give the piece of paper over to the Bezdin. That's how the Gemara begins in the Sefer Nedarim. There are more, and Rovi Shalom say none more backed out. What's the last question tomorrow? What do I say in the door? The Hilchasa, remember that's what you saw? I asked to see the Mahama Thomas. No? Wasn't there another Mahama Thomas? Of Zion and Dorah? Yeah? The Hilchasa, Asmach the Kanya, Mahud Lo Onis, Mahud the Kanavi, and Red Kosh. What obeyed it in the Matzana? Well, idea of what? The mitzvahs and tachus in the bed. So the Moses learns that the Rosh Hashanah that rejected them. Look, no, I wasn't given over the bed to the pastors in those days, and yet they were considered to be binding based upon bed tachus. So apparently, the only bed tachus is the only to give the style of the bed. That's the Ramah. So the problem was raised, but the guy will say, Kimli Kamachaber. The guy will say, I hold like the Mechaber, you can't take money away from me, I hold like the Mechaber. And the Mechaber says, only if he's given up to a Bezdin Kosher. So the answer I will tell you that I found in the Ulster Apostle. In the Ulster Apostle,